Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today we're diving deep into something super important. Building resilience through emotional awareness. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a tough conversation, a work deadline that seems impossible, or just one of those days where everything feels off. Ever feel like you're about to crack under the pressure? Well, guess what? We've all been there, but here's the good news. Emotional awareness is your secret weapon for navigating those choppy waters with grace and coming out stronger on the other side. Think of it this way. Emotions are like waves crashing against the shore. Sometimes they're gentle ripples, and sometimes they're towering monsters ready to sweep you off your feet. The key to resilience isn't avoiding the waves altogether, but learning how to ride them without being tossed around. That's where emotional awareness comes in. So, what exactly are we talking about here? It's all about becoming a detective of your own feelings. Learning to identify, understand, and accept your emotions, even the uncomfortable ones, is crucial for building resilience. It's like having an internal compass that guides you through life's storms. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that emotional muscle. 1. Tune in to your body. Emotions aren't just abstract concepts, they manifest physically too. Ever notice how your heart races when you're stressed, or your stomach knots up when you're anxious? Pay attention to these physical cues. They're whispering clues about what you're feeling even before you fully process it in your mind. 2. Name that feeling. Once you recognize the physical sensations, try to label the emotion. Is it anger, sadness, frustration, joy? Putting a name to it helps you understand and manage it better. You know that scene in those cheesy rom-coms where someone dramatically whispers, "I'm feeling overwhelmed." Well, sometimes dramatic is helpful. It's all about bringing awareness to your feelings and acknowledging them. 3. Don't judge your emotions. Listen, emotions are neutral. There's no right or wrong way to feel. Feeling angry after a frustrating experience is perfectly normal. Instead of beating yourself up for feeling something, try to accept it without judgment. Remember, you're human. You're allowed to have feelings. 4. Embrace the power of reflection. Take some time to journal, meditate, or simply sit in silence and reflect on your emotions. Ask yourself, what triggered this feeling? What are my thoughts about this situation? How can I respond to it in a healthy way? This kind of self-inquiry helps you gain clarity and develop coping mechanisms for challenging situations. 5. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It's okay to have setbacks. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep learning. Think about that last stressful interaction you had. Maybe it was a disagreement with a coworker or a heated debate with a family member. Now, imagine approaching that situation with greater emotional awareness. You pause before reacting, take a deep breath, and listen actively to the other person's perspective. Suddenly, the conversation feels less like a battle and more like an opportunity for understanding. That's the power of emotional awareness. It can transform even the most challenging situations into opportunities for growth and connection. Remember, building resilience isn't about becoming emotionally numb. It's about learning to navigate your feelings with grace, wisdom, and self-compassion. It's about acknowledging that life is full of ups and downs, but you have the strength to weather any storm. So, take a deep breath, tune into your inner world, and remember, you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try this week to cultivate greater emotional awareness? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Healthy Boundaries wisdom. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.